This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we head into a new work week, let's go straight to God's Word, the Bible. You know, our lives are shaped by what we put into our minds and what we let go along in our minds. And there's nothing better to build your life on than the truth that God gives us in His Word. And to come to His Word, not just like to a textbook to get some information, but really to come with your heart open to God Himself and say, God, what do you have to say to me today? I wonder if you can just say that prayer in your heart right now while you're listening. God, what do you have to say to me today? This week, we're looking at the theme of faith. And I want to start with a few verses from the beginning of Hebrews chapter 12. It says this to us, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, people who tell us how it works to trust God because God is faithful, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." I wonder what race has been set before you. What's going on in your life right now? Faith will enable you to run with endurance. But then listen to what it says. Run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. So here is Jesus. He is the basis, the foundation of our faith. And as we think about that, just think about this. Jesus, God the Son, who came into our world to live as one of us, became fully human and experienced life like us, but without any sin, who did not deserve to face the judgment of God, but he came for the very purpose of taking our place at God's judgment and facing all of God's anger and judgment for us so that God could be satisfied and could now look at us and say, that penalty's been paid, my anger is satisfied, now I can look at you and accept you as my children, forgiven and loved. Well, what an amazing thing that Jesus has done for us. If you've never experienced the forgiveness and love of God, I encourage you right now as you're listening to simply say in your heart, thank you, God, for what you did for me when Jesus went to the cross so that I could be forgiven. But I want you to think for just a minute about the faith that was required for Jesus to go to the cross. He trusted that by obeying God the Father and going through that terrible ordeal that he went through, that on the other side of that would be joy, that on the other side of the grave would be resurrection, that he would be raised from the dead, and that what he went through would provide a way for us to come to God in faith and be forgiven and accepted and come into this loving relationship with him that would give him immense joy. Who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross. Well, that is a statement of faith. I wonder what God is calling you to face right now in your life. Do you know that faith enables you to face that with confidence and endurance, knowing that down the road there is joy as God brings you through it? Can you trust God today? Have you found forgiveness because of the cross of Jesus? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.